Global Matrix is opening this next week, and it's at not only the Robert Ringel Gallery, but the Fountain Gallery at Purdue University. Joining me is Craig Martin. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to you. Thank you very much.
This is the fourth showing in the last almost 20 years now. So how did this come about, and what are you looking forward to in this new exhibit?
This was a project that started when I was employed at Wright State University in Dayton, Ohio, and it went back that far. We were having a discussion about having an international exhibition of pulling artists from around the world who create prints or work in this sort of time-honored media of printmaking. And then I got a job here at Purdue in 2000, and the idea came with me, and I was still in contact with the people at Wright State. We did, the show in 2002. And then, eventually we said we'd like to revisit that. 5 years seems like a nice, round number. And, maybe let's go back and try again. And then in 2012, we thought the same thing. And again, this year, we just kept thinking 5 years is a general, it's not an every other year. There are a lot of shows that are every other year. And 5 years is kind of a bigger span, but it's still in memory. People remember the Global Matrix shows that we've done in the past. And it's always nice to go back and revisit them. And
it's amazing that how many are in it, and it's got to be nice to have both galleries involved.
Yes. Now we have, since the last time we showed this, now we have the gallery in downtown Lafayette, the Fountain Gallery. And so the show is quite split apart. It's actually still one exhibition, but it's just shown in two different spaces, which is kind of daunting to try and arrange and make sure that you have a balanced show in each site, and then to hope that your audience will go to one show and be so intrigued that they'll find their way to the other gallery and see the rest of it, basically.
We're speaking with Craig Martin, who is hosting Global Matrix 4. And what can we expect to see? And where should you start?
Yeah.
It's got to be fun. And you want to catch both, obviously.
Hopefully so. And it will depend on where you are. If you're on campus, we hope you'll start at the Ringel Gallery in Stewart Center. And there is a wide range of media and subject matter and imagery. And it's always just fun because you're walking from one person's vision to another. There are just dozens of them. Everyone has a different way of seeing and a different process. And in printmaking, the process by which people go about making their work is very much a part of the image. It's very much a part of how they're telling their story. So a woodcut is different than an etching, is different than a lithograph in terms of the feel of how it looks and what they're telling you. So the media is very much part of it, and it's all mixed together. And even now, many of them have digital printmaking in it as well. And a lot of artists are lapsing over both, or using the old time-honored methods and then tying them into digital printmaking also. So it's a nice crossover. Both galleries will have those. And that's, to me, that's always been the big appeal to the show, is that many of these prints are being done with materials and processes that go back thousands of years to very simple times when people were just learning to recreate an image, more than once, more than having a stone carving of one thing, that you can recreate that image and do it over and over again and experiment and change the color and change the meaning as you go along, all with the same image, as if, I always tell students, it's as if you have a rubber stamp that you can stamp in a different color pad and you can come up with a different image for each time. This old time-honored tradition of printmaking continues through the digital era and is something that is still lively and vibrant in today's culture.
Would you tell us a little bit about sort of the conversations you had with colleagues from Wright State and here, and how do you guys choose and narrow it down? Because there's still almost 100 images that are going to be here from 73 artists.
It's interesting because it's changed through the years. When we did it in 2002, we juried everything from slides. We sat in a room together and we juried everything from slides projected with a slide projector. Now we don't even find those. And the JPEG images slowly started fitting in 2007. By 2012, it was all digital. This time it was completely digital. And we actually never were in the same room together. It was all online. I posted all the imagery available and they could go in and score them and judge them. Now it's become sort of, oddly, a digital conversation as opposed to, more of a hands-on and direct person-to-person conversation.
Global Matrix 4 is happening at the Ringel Gallery at Stewart Center and Fountain Gallery in downtown Lafayette. Where can folks find out more about this?
Our website, purdue.edu, or on our Facebook page, Purdue University Galleries on Facebook.
All right. Well, Craig, we hope you'll come back for the next one and look forward to Global Matrix 4.
Thank you.